Yep.
Disappointed!
Yep.
Another week. Another dollar.
Did you just make that up?
I did, but I bet it's been said before.
Sounds sad. It's like a funeral.
Would have been much more...
Had more impact if you were black?
Accurate if... No. Would have been much more accurate, I was going to say, if it was like 1890.
Yeah. When you made a dollar a week for doing hard manual labor cleaning up the barber shop.
We are less than a minute in, and we've already made a racist comment.
It wasn't racist, it was racial.
And the show has reached a new low.
Let me apologize to the listeners right in front if the show doesn't sound good, because we're trying the limiters on the... Is there a band playing downstairs or something?
There's some kind of thumping on my butt.
Yeah, feels kind of good.
We are the After Disaster. Welcome to After Disaster, everybody. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano to my immediate left, and there's Ty Ty at around my 11 o'clock. We are coming to you live from the roof of the world-famous improv. We're on the south side with a very beautiful view of the moon over... What city is that?
Century City.
It's the moon
Century
over City. Miami.
Yeah.
Century City. Beverly Hills. Century City. Everything's so nice and pretty.
You make that up?
No, that's Circle Jerks. And we've been relegated out
on... I didn't know their songs were historical and factual.
Mike, is that your new bit where you just ask people if...
I'm trying to figure out some good quotes.
Hey, why don't you do some Trump stuff?
Here's some good quotes.
Have you ever regretted anything, Mike?
Have I regretted anything?
Yeah, do your Trump.
I regret almost everything.
No, do your Trump. Have you ever regretted anything in your life?
Shut up.
Wrong.
No, you regret everything you do, Mike.
I don't know the bit. Yeah, yeah.
No, you're supposed to say no. No, I don't.
No, I don't. I don't regret anything. The only thing I regret is talking to you.
Oh, yeah. So if we were like a pimple,
I don't mind
popped
it being
out
racist.
The top. I mean, I feel like we're being squeezed, though. You know what I mean?
Why?
Because we were down like in the
this
follicle.
This does feel like the most Rodney Dangerfield "We Get No Respect" that the show has been in quite some time.
Quite some time.
We couldn't use our former little green room because it's full of chairs, stacked to the ceiling of chairs, and a giant fireball, inflatable fireball whiskey bottle. So
why
that's
are you
taking up
me?
That room.
Where's Tyler? Tyler needs a little juice. Little juice.
And then there's Mike's office,
pretty
which
loud.
Is full of printers printing things, so we can't use that.
Wait, Mike just said it's pretty loud. We literally just spent 10 minutes of Mike saying, I can't hear anything.
My headphones weren't working properly.
Now they are?
So then why did you turn everything up?
Yeah, so we've been relegated.
Terrible idea.
It just sounds
like it's... And then we couldn't use the podcast room because there's people that need to rehearse for their show.
Yeah, their show. They got a show on stage.
Oh, rehearsing. Yeah, we rehearse.
We rehearse.
There's a woman in there doing Hillary. She's in character, and it was uncomfortable.
Oh, I thought that was Sherry O'Terry.
Are you telling me Crooked Hillary's right in that room?
Was it Sherry O'Terry?
I thought it was.
It was some girl. She,
sad.
She welcomed us and said hello to us, but while in character. And it didn't feel like she was doing Hillary. It felt like she was doing Kate McKinnon doing Hillary. You know what I mean?
Maybe it's Kate McKinnon.
Speaking of SNL, guys, you want to hear a really sad story?
Sure.
You're up for a real sad story?
Is it about...
Do you make that up?
It's about
you write that. You write that question.
It's about me being involved
spit on the roof.
With the wife, and
sexually,
and getting a car.
Got another car.
Well, Jillian, she just paid off her little Yaris, right? And we need a mom car now.
Wow, that was
now.
Fast.
Five years.
Holy smokes!
I know.
Need a new shaggin' wagon.
So we needed a little car, and we're looking at Kias because they're affordable, right? Get a decent gas mileage. Like, yeah. We wanted a crossover, something that could be safe for the baby. We can't have the baby in the Yaris. And the timing was pretty good because she just paid it off. So we were looking at Kia Sorentos, which are... This is going to be her car. I'm keeping my 14-year-old family man car.
Until the baby comes, then you can treat yourself to a car.
I do want to get a
Challenger.
That's
how most people do it. Oh.
But I can't afford a Challenger. I don't like...
I'm not a Challenger guy.
I love a Challenger.
You're definitely not a Challenger guy.
What am I a guy?
They should make a Challenge E.
I couldn't ever tell the difference between Challenger and Charger.
No, Anderson would have the Challenged.
That's what I mean.
But the Challenger is two doors, which is a challenge if you got a baby. You just make that up. Challenger is a challenge if you got a baby because it's only two doors. The Charger,
not if the baby sits in the front.
It's a good point. But
I just realized that was very bold of them to name their car after a spaceship that exploded.
Yep. Even though it was around long before the spaceship.
That's very bold.
So we went to look
the new Chevy Titanic. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's incredible. Hey,
what about the Chevy Avalanche?
I've got 10 of them.
An avalanche is not good for anybody.
I don't buy everybody cars made in China.
Everybody who's in an avalanche has a negative experience.
I love avalanches. They're all white. White everywhere. It's going to be an avalanche in November.
It's kind of Arnold there at the end. I don't know what that was.
So we're looking at Sorrentos, used Sorrentos, right? Yeah. They're affordable, shockingly affordable. Because it's funny. Nowadays, with technology and quality, it's a good... Corolla's been saying it for years, but it's totally true. It's a good time to be poor. Like, you can have a really nice TV and be poor.
You can have a model girlfriend.
Not where I was going. So we're looking at Sorrentos, and then we learned that there's one that's even more affordable.
Yeah.
And it's got... it's a little lighter, and it gets better gas mileage, and I never heard of it the morning I woke up, but we're looking at Sportages.
Sportage.
So it's Kia Sportage is what we ended up landing on. Great. I'm not going to go over the six-hour experience that it was. A bad one. Waiting. It's like everything is...
That's why you got to do it the way I did it, baby. So already have that shit set up. You just go down there, get the keys, and bounce.
You didn't sign anything?
No, I did.
Yeah,
But I was in and out in half an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, our problem was there was a guy.
I'm a great negotiator.
There was a guy in front of us.
In line to buy a car?
An old gray-haired white man who really enjoyed the process proud of supporter. Yelling. He's like, I got another place right on the street. Don't treat me like this. I will not take this. I'll walk right now. And then he finally got to the place where he was financed, and he just had to do this paperwork, and he continued to negotiate. We could watch him negotiating for 2 hours in the room. It was over.
What was he buying that he had to negotiate for that long?
I don't know, but it was less than the Sportage, so it was cheap. I can tell you that much.
You like it?
So we got Sportage, right?
Yeah, you like it?
I love it. Yeah, it's a great little car. Nice. It's going to be the wife's car, but we're both going to drive it, and it's a great little car. It's a 2015, and it's got all Bluetooth and stuff, because I'm driving a 2003, so my car is ancient. I feel like Freddie Flintstone.
Yeah, Freddie.
So, Sportage. Never heard of a Sportage. Woke up the morning, went to bed that night.
A Sportage owner.
Co-owning a Sportage.
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Before I got a chance to go to sleep that night, same night buying the Sportage.
Something came to you in a dream and said, don't buy a Sportage?
We flipped on TV and we're like, oh, look at this. It was an exhausting long day. We were actually supposed to grab dinner with Tyler, but it went so long we couldn't do that. We had to cancel.
You turned on the Consumer Reports channel and they were talking about how dangerous Sportages are.
No, that
but don't worry, that only, probably for, be worse. Only for newborn babies.
Did you just make that up?
Nope. I've been thinking about it all day because I knew this was coming.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, you still made it up. If you said so we see there's a new SNL on. We're like, oh, season premiere.
Very disrespectful.
Robbie Margot is the host.
Don't know who that is, but that's all right.
She's the pretty blonde lady in Wolf of Wall Street. She's also
She's hot.
She's also the one that wears thigh highs and boots, and she's crazy in Suicide Squad.
You know, even funnier is she's younger than Tara.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So anyways, they're doing their little bits, and they're doing a little open with fact checking and leaning on the campaign and the debate as they do. And then the next...
Oh, they're making jest of the campaign?
Yeah, it's crazy. So after the cold open and the monologue, they do their first sketch of the season, SNL.
Sketch. Kia Sportage ad?
And it's supposed to be like a news report, live on the street, a sinkhole, right? And Margot Robbie was the victim, almost. She almost fell into the sinkhole, so the reporter is asking her questions. Then her husband comes into frame, and he's a little nerdy guy. And they're like, okay, so... I'm reporting to you live with this beautiful woman and obviously a millionaire. And and then he's like, actually, I'm not. She's the breadwinner. And then they're all fascinated. Like, all the men involved in the newscast are fascinated.
That's a good premise.
It was pretty funny.
I like
that. And they keep talking about, they keep sliding him more and finding out more and more things that make no sense to the point where he describes the car that he drives.
It feels like you're the only kid at school that's allowed to stay up to watch SNL.
I know.
We have to sneak up to the roof and you tell us about
I'm also enjoying the fact that I get all my SNL bits secondhand from people.
So here's the punchline of punchlines. They even made a GIF of it, Tyler.
Ooh.
And
uh-oh.
Turns out he drives a Kia Sportage.
Oh, what a dick.
And Kenan Thompson was very upset. That was kind of the last straw. He's like, you drive around this hot piece of ass in a Kia Sportage? And I'm like, but we just bought one. It just depreciated in value thanks to the sketch. I had never heard of it.
Should have bought it the day after Saturday.
I know. I could have used that in leveraging. What the fuck? What are the chances? There's so many better cars to make fun of.
Subaru Outback?
I can't think of a better one.
The Leaf. No.
No.
Oh, the Fit.
The Outback.
How dare you?
People make fun of that.
Tyler's got a Fit.
Sure do.
Or a Hyundai of anything. But I like Hyundais. I don't know, Elantra would have been better. Mm. But I like them.
Hyundai Tucson wouldn't have been a bad choice.
No, they should have made the Fiat.
100,000-mile warranty.
Fiats
they even
are kind of cool,
that?
Though.
No, they're not cool.
Fiats are kind of cool.
And I think that new 124 is cool, the Spider.
It was depressing. So, I had immediate regret. Buyer's remorse, immediate.
That's upsetting.
Yeah.
You know what's more upsetting is that our self-esteems are all so low that we let Saturday Night Live's bits determine what we think is
good or not.
I don't
like to drive a Punchline is all I'm saying.
The new Nissan Punchline.
Remember the Yugo? That was a Punchline for years.
Well, because it was one of the worst cars ever made.
Made in Yugoslavia, Tyler. That's why.
What about the Chevy Nova, which means no go in Spanish?
What about Morongo, which means Morongo?
Did you just make that up?
Yeah. What about the mentally challenged by Dodge?
I don't think there's a car, Michael. I think you just made that up.
The Challenger is just too aggressive of a name. I don't like that.
What about the Chadja? All right, enough car talk, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we should do another 40 minutes on cars.
You know what's ironic about the Dodge Charger? There's no USB ports.
Really?
Ba-na-ba-ba-na-ba. Already stupid.
Did you make that up?
Nope.
I wrote that bit
after last week's show.
Can you imagine walking in on Mike and he's like writing bits for the show?
Ugh.
How weird that would be.
Actually, I'd be so pleased that he did prep.
You guys, I'm lying on my back staring up at the stars. There's about nine of them.
Feels good.
And can you tell which ones are stars or which ones are planes going straight up?
Look how they shine for Mike.
Cannot.
And all the things he likes.
I have...
Just for Mike Carano.
I have...
sweet song. I'm kind of bummed I put on clean clothes for this podcast because the shirt is now fucking filthy. All of the pollution that's been gathering on this roof for years.
My
pants are dirty.
It's a lumberjack shirt, though.
Yeah. Matches my shoes perfectly.
Let's talk about dirty, gross things for a second.
All right. What's on Lauren's mind?
You just made that.
Got that out of a joke book, actually.
Go, dirty, gross. What's that? You can do it, Tyler.
So I went to take out the trash the other day
before
going to work. Yeah. And
that depress you at all? Because you realize another week has gone by.
That does me.
Whenever I take out the trash, I'm like, it's already been a week.
You only take your trash out once a week?
Yeah.
No, this is the trash. This is the trash inside that I'm taking to the dumpster.
Every time I
do once a week too.
Every time I check in with my parole officer, I'm like, God damn, another month has passed.
Go ahead, Tyler.
I enjoy those.
Oh, I got fun stuff to talk about. Go ahead, though.
So I pull out the trash can, and some rice starts falling off the
sides. They're maggots.
Yep. It definitely was not rice.
Yep. That happens every now and again. It's weird. You can't just... It's usually when it's hot, and it's usually because a fly gets stuck in your trash. And
there have been a couple flies in our house that have been trying to get out for the last, like, 2 days. And then it'd been super hot that two mornings or whatever, and sure enough, maggots just start spilling all over the floor. And then as I look closer, they're, like... everywhere.
They have little cat faces.
So, and I'm like frantically trying to clean it up because I know Lauren's at like her wit's end. She's got like Zach and all this stuff. And like, I'm like, don't let her walk in the kitchen and see maggots.
Yeah, were there a lot? Like how many?
Oh, there's a lot of maggots.
Like rice?
There's a lot.
Like if you spill the box of Chinese, like takeout box.
China? I don't know how to describe it. Because they were in the trash can, but then some of them were under the trash can.
Yeah, they get all over the place.
Some of them
had
made their way like towards the pantry and were trying to get.
This is why
you can't like kill them.
They're hard to like pick up, too.
Yes,
like,
they're
roll.
Hard. They're super gross.
Yeah. So happy I don't have any
food.
Remember that scene in Poltergeist where he's eating the rice and then it turned into maggots?
Yeah, those were like more like worms, though.
They're maggots.
So Lauren started just vacuuming them up. They're under the carpet, under the dining table. Because apparently, then Lauren became a maggot expert. She's like texting me maggot facts while I'm at work. She's like, so apparently they get laid and then they hatch.
They
and
get
then
laid
they,
first?
They immediately crawl up to 50 feet away to go find somewhere to like
pretty impressive.
Hunker down and then become a fly.
Yeah.
Ugh.
What did you ever think maybe we should just hunker down ourselves, go out and buy a bunch of fly swatters and wait?
We thought about just burning the house down.
That's what I would do.
Zach in it. So
but you could like have fly swatters and then they would become flies and then take care of it.
I get it.
That's what I was. I just made that up. I thought you would like that.
Mm. You just made that up?
I just made it up. Now.
It's pretty good. You should work on yourself ahead of time like Mike, though.
Well, so that's a really dumb question, but those maggots,
they're baby flies.
How long till they turn into flies?
I don't know. Like I don't think it's super
long. Ask Lauren.
Yeah, you should ask Lauren. She would know.
Larva.
so we
pupil.
We got out all the maggots.
Fucking maggots.
Finally. Mm. Took hours. Disgusting. And then
hours?
Yeah, because like
they work slow.
We got rid of all of them, we thought, in 2 hours, and Lauren had gone out of the house, and then she came back in and texted me like hours later
more
that she
maggots?
Found some in the pantry under on the bottom.
So they had been escaping the trash for a while.
I don't know. The thing I think is maybe like they had been a fly had like laid its babies on a piece of poop that had been out for
why
a day.
Why is there poop out in your house?
The dog poop. And then
what?
You
no, leave it in
no,
the house?
In the backyard. Fly lays an egg on it. You bring it inside and somehow
you
it gets
hate
it.
The poo inside? Poo never
Jesus.
Crosses the threshold.
The story gets grosser and grosser.
It doesn't cross the threshold. You don't bring it in. You leave
know.
It out.
My dogs have tiny little poop. You put wrap it in a bag.
I have chihuahuas.
Have
I know tiny poop. You
I
don't
use
take
actual
it
dog bites. I don't use your
that's
weird.
That's why the first thing I'm going to do when I buy a house is get a little mini catapult, shoot the dog poop over into the neighbor's yard.
That's nice.
Hopefully the pool, it'll dissolve. No one knows.
So anyways, then there was lots of flies Hero. In the dumpster because the maggots became flies in the dumpster.
They
so
think that's
like
their
swarm.
Home and they have like fond memories
so
of the
we
dumpster
bought
now.
Bunch of brothers and sisters in
this
there.
Is where it gets...
This is where it gets great
this is where
if
gets
you're
spicy.
Going down the road I think you're going down.
This is where
it
gets spicy. You buy this thing. It's called a fly trap, whatever. But it's like this big jug with like powder in it and you add water and it makes this disgusting slurry that smells like old rotten fish.
Yeah.
And you put it out and the flies start coming for it.
Right.
So we put it in the backyard. Well, we had it inside trying to catch like four flies.
Right.
And we finally caught them after like a day.
Uh-huh.
Then I put it outside.
It's
literally.
A nice smell in your house.
Literally. No, you can't smell. Literally. 10 minutes after you've been outside, there's like 20 flies inside the thing.
Yeah.
Half hour later, another like 20 flies.
Mm-hmm.
Like 2 hours later, it's just fly jello.
Right.
Then what do you do with it?
You freeze it. You make it a giant popsicle.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler brings it, first thing he does is bring it in the house.
High potassium. High potassium and protein.
Yeah, you just probably bring it right in. Just slash it down. Smash it down on your coffee table.
I had
it
in that
it's
place.
New, it's my new paperweight.
That place I lived in Orange County, the overhang was probably 20, 25 feet off the ground, and I was in the back little yard patio area one time, and I noticed a very large wasp nest up there, and I went to Home Depot and got the wasp spray.
And it sprays, like, very far.
And I squirted it from the street, and havoc broke out in the wasp community. Yeah. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then I went around the around the sidewalk and went in the front door, and I sat there looking through the stained glass window, through the sliding glass door.
Mm.
Probably a good 80 to 90 wasps.
You could have killed someone if this happened. Oh, they're dead.
Dead on the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say they were swarming about looking
in,
for a
whatever's in that wasp
a victim.
Spray is very, very powerful.
Well, whatever's in the fly juice, they love because I swear flies from like Colorado came to visit.
There's
like 400 flies in this thing. It's
flannel
awful.
Shirts driving Subarus.
Uh-huh.
You have to buy one. They're like $7. You will
I don't
not
have
buy
a fly issue.
I'm into it.
Just put it in your backyard. It's like redneck TV. You just want to sit there and drink a beer and watch how many flies.
My dad.
Catch.
That's what I'm going to want to do.
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to embarrass.
But you'll be like this
whole
family.
But my
Tyler's making
a sneering face.
So
Coronos aren't known for being rational. But my dad. You've been to my dad's place, right?
Yep.
Upstairs.
Yep.
My dad.
He asked us if we wanted a gun as we were leaving.
Yeah, I can't.
He was serious, too. He's like, you guys want to go
totally
out strapped,
serious.
Right? I'm like, no, we don't want to go out strapped.
Okay, I don't want to say too much, but my dad despises bugs and certain birds so much.
What kind of birds?
Pigeons.
Crows? Pigeons.
That he, we've gone up there, and he's sitting in the living room with a .22 rifle with a scope on it, staring out at the balcony, like waiting to shoot a pigeon that lands on the balcony because he hates them. What I'm saying is, he'll love this. He's going to fire a fucking .22 in a beach community at a pigeon.
Yeah.
He shot birds.
Every time he says pigeon, I think of that drunk history with Crispin Glover and Tesla, John C. Reilly playing Tesla, and he fell in love with a pigeon at the end.
You know what?
I don't remember.
I saw that one, actually. It's great.
He died penniless.
It's great.
And I love
you guys, I don't
want to
spend the whole show talking about this, and I haven't seen it yet, but I've had many people tell me, you need to go home right now and watch Westworld.
Yeah. I have a Sportage, so I can't afford the HBO.
Is it as great as people say it is?
I'm going to wait for it to accrue, and then we'll watch them all. Yeah, I'm not going to watch them weekly.
You don't watch Game of Thrones weekly?
Well, that's different, because the wife wants to see it.
It's the same.
Listen, I'm fine with watching it later, and I heard that it's got some issues.
My ride's here.
I heard they're ironing out some
issues. And there's a cop driving by.
You think?
Bam, 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 bam.
Obvious.
What? The oldest joke in the world.
What? Wait, how is that a joke?
I said, my ride's here, and then I said, and there's a cop there. Like, that wasn't what I was talking about.
Can you guys indulge me for a minute?
Pretty hilarious,
I would
actually.
Say we've been indulging you for years.
It wasn't bad. Yeah, I feel like I'm doing a disservice to
minute.
Mike.
You get 1 minute.
I'm doing a disservice to Mike by not bringing this up earlier.
Okay.
Indulge you.
My
GroupersTheMovie.com.
My lifetime achievement award that I got?
GroupersTheMovie.com. Tyler, this involves you as well. New perk. Just announced. As you hear this, it will be available. Okay, here it is. It takes a little bit of explaining, all
right? Do we know about it?
No, yeah, kind of. GroupersTheMovie.com is where you go. On the right-hand side is where all the perks are, right? It starts at like $10 for a shout-out, thank you, what's up? And then I have a myriad of other ones. I also added a $50 perk that gets you a shirt, a patch, and T-shirts.
Also,
I
mean, stickers, on my website, there's a link to support Groupers, the web series.
I want to be shocked. But the new perk, there's two of them. They're identical in price, $25 each. Here's what you get. Here's what you get for the $25. You get a full page and a half, maybe two pages shot, like a scene of Groupers from the actual script that I will direct. It's like a little dry run. Mickey's going to shoot it. He doesn't know that yet, but he is. I'm going to edit it together. It's going to be like a little mini short, just a little excerpt from the film. But instead of having the actors that are going to play the parts, I'm going to have Mike Carano, one bald Brian Bishop, and one Tyler White, and they're going to be playing various roles, and it'll be fun. We're also going to do a mashup.
Don't remember agreeing to this
show, like podcast type show with Film Vault.
Is that when you scroll down on the website and it's in the desperate category?
This is not desperate. This is fun. What are you talking about?
It actually will be fun. I thought you were going to say for like $200, you get to blow one of us.
No, so $25, and then you get we're gonna do a little mashup show, like a 90 by probably 60 90 minute like show,
69
just about
9 minutes, 60 man. Minutes,
and it's gonna be like it's like a show, but it's not gonna be in a feed anywhere. You'll get in your inbox if you get this perk. Now here's the catch though. There's two perks that are identical. One is a Film Vault perk. One is an After Disaster perk. Whichever one gets the most clicks or buys or most people that opt in for that. If it's the After Disaster, Mike Carano will play the curmudgeon-y bartender that is written into the film. And if the Film Ball wins, Brian is that curmudgeon-y bartender.
I'll just
Tyler,
be over here if anyone needs me.
Tyler will be drunk in the bar.
Is that like the premium role?
The guy with the Emmy will just be over here.
You're into that, right?
We talked about this. I'll totally do it. Yes. I'm going to go take acting classes.
It's even got a speaking line.
Is Mike
going
to have to start drinking again?
Yep.
He's a bartender. He's not drinking.
Bartenders,
you don't drink on the job.
Do.
Yes, you do.
He's on his phone. The way that I wrote it, he's on his phone and he's angry and he's ignoring the patrons who are underage kids who are stoked to finally be in a bar.
Sounds
and
like
then they can't even.
Miscasting if you put Brian there.
They can't even get. No, either way, the bartender's a dick.
How about?
So it's gonna be fun because we're.
If you really want to make things rough on your personal life, you could actually go for like $2,500. You can be the first one to see my baby before my wife and I.
I don't think anyone would get
who
that.
Who wants to see the baby for $2,500?
And who?
No,
yeah.
I'm saying they can be in the delivery room, be the first one to see it.
I'm not
into
that.
They have bragging rights.
So GroupersTheMovie.com. Yeah, thanks, guys. Oh, and also I've been alerted that if we get 1,000 followers on the site, we get automatically kicked into this section where we get a bunch of help to make the actual movie, assuming we get greenlit. So I know most of you aren't going to do it, but it takes 30 seconds. Go to groupersthemovie.com and you can help out just by following. It takes about 30 seconds and you're following the project and you'll get updates from us. And thank you very much. Groupersthemovie.com. I'm starting to get nervous as I knew I would during these weeks. It's a slog. It's tough.
You got plenty of time though.
Not that much time. By the time this comes out, we're halfway through. And it slowed to a crawl, which I expected.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to... Oh, and also still right now, the projector lamp is sweepstakes up for grabs. Anyone that buys in $25 or up, you're in the sweepstakes.
I got you a couple entries from sharing that.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I asked Tyler in traffic today if he would post something because I was away and I wasn't able to get to it. And it's been a crazy day, Mike. And Tyler did a nice post for me.
What happened
for
today?
Us, for the show.
Today wasn't Sportage Day. That was Saturday, right?
That was Saturday, yeah.
What color did you get?
Red.
Ooh.
Gotta look sporty.
Sportagy.
Did you put in the car seat, Tyler?
Yeah.
I put in my own car seat. I think it's cool, but I guess I'd have to go get it checked to make sure.
You don't have to.
Get it checked.
You
by
should,
who?
Though. Should I?
By who? Who's gonna check it?
I don't know,
it?
Like a cop will check it and be like, yeah, it looks safe to me. Jillian says that there's all sorts of like decapitations happening with like newborns, but they're like not actually decapitating, but like inside the skin is decapitating.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just got
to
make
thought.
Sure you
that's a good
put the fucking basin right, make it super tight so it can't move, and then you're good to go.
Doesn't move at all?
Yeah.
Mine's moving.
Like, shouldn't move.
I would put a strap around his head, too.
But I'm really strong.
I'm very serious. If it was my kid, you know what I would do is I would just get like a
bubble
really
wrap.
Really really strong outdoor garbage bag, and I'd fill it with those little like styrofoam S things,
mm-hmm.
and just put the baby in that.
I don't think that would work.
Some countries that's illegal.
I bet it is in some countries.
Mexico, you don't need car seats.
I think just like 30 years ago in this country, right?
30?
Right?
Way less than that.
Really? Like 15 years ago? You didn't have to be in a car seat?
You know, car seats have been around forever because I saw some at the Peterson years ago that were wicker.
What?
I kid you not. Oh, like I will send you exhibit. A picture. They had car seats.
Come on down to the nail center.
I don't think that exhibit is still
vintage
there.
Vintage wicker child
But they
seats.
Had 8 or 10 car seats lined up, and they were like metal, like a... like old-fashioned chair metal and then wicker in between, and the baby just sat in it.
Well,
it was like taking a miniature chair and just putting on
kids
top of your seat.
Kids are supposed to have like a booster seat now until they're like 9.
Yeah,
which is
it's
like,
crazy.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Everyone needs to relax. Everyone needs to...
Seriously.
Oh, so I was calling around, right? Because I was going to be like, I just wanted to be done with it, and I heard that you can go to a fire department or police station, and I'm like, I'll try it myself, but I should know if there's a place. I called 7 different places. Jillian like sent them to me, and she was being kind of adamant about it, and I'm like, all right, I get it. And the last thing, she's like, better safe than sorry. We don't want something to happen to shit.
You maggot
facts. Like, fuck, I wish that I, you know, I just had this thing checked up on. So I call 7 different places. Here's what I'm hearing when I'm calling about the installing the car seat. Yeah, it's $75. We come to you. It's a 90-minute presentation. Your wife should definitely be there. You should obviously be there.
What?
As well as any That's caretakers. Ridiculous. So, like, your parents, if they're involved, or they're in there. And it's 90 minutes! No! To put in a car seat, which I learned how to do. And, yeah, it took me, like, maybe 45 minutes, but once I learned what I was doing, it should take no longer than 90 seconds. 90 seconds,
you know
if
what?
That.
I would rather just make a decision that the child doesn't ride in the car.
Just doesn't leave,
call
right?
Call them for $75 to come over and show me something.
It makes you really rethink the kid, doesn't
Somebody's
it?
Somebody's always
it
in the house
your,
with the kid.
It makes you rethink your career choice. I didn't know there was a market to sucker parents into this kind of shit, because I'll drive around and show you how to put in a car.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know how to
it's
do
such
it.
A, it's such 90, a racket.
90% of all this child stuff is suckering parents.
Yeah. You know what I just realized? I said that, and then I just imagined somebody going, hey, $75, come over and put in my car seat. And I'd be like, fuck that.
Well, I didn't care about the money so much as I cared about, oh, fuck, if it's $75, he's going to try and, you know, do the 90 minutes to make it seem worthwhile for him.
Yeah, $75. I got a 5-minute presentation. Drive carefully. Look in the rearview mirror every now and then.
So
kids,
we're having...
And kids don't like Black Sabbath as much as you think they're going
to
like it.
What if I have to pee right now? Is that bad?
No.
Can I go inside
and
pee?
That's natural.
Can I go inside and pee? You guys going to be cool with that?
Sure.
You guys going to be all
right
with that?
You're going to go inside right now?
Yeah, I want to see. I want to see Sherry's hair.
I don't know. I don't think it's Sherry's hair.
I don't think it is either. It's hard to tell. A lot of makeup. All right, I'll be back in the 3.
Why don't you just hit pause?
Well, why don't you guys just talk?
Why don't you just go pee? Yeah.
Try not to talk shit, because I'm going to hear this in about 4 months.
We're not going
to
talk shit. We're just.
Ooh, we should.
We should just sit in total silence for like 3 minutes.
That might be kind of peaceful. Everyone could meditate with us.
All right.
All right, close your eyes, everyone.
Let's
pretend you're on the roof of the improv.
My eyes are closed.
Unless you're driving.
My eyes are closed.
Then close one eye.
Breathing in. Breathing out. Good thoughts in. Bad thoughts out.
It's kind of ruined by the thumping bass downstairs.
It is, and the
what's happening?
The grinding noise of
it sounds like a bachelorette party is happening downstairs.
I don't know what's happening.
Doesn't it sound like that?
It does kind of sound like it. Sounds like it's a strip club.
It does. It sounds like something raunchy, and like drunk women are being like, "Ooh, we're so bad on a Wednesday night. Carol's crazy. I've never seen a side of her."
Do you feel the same way I do about drunk women?
Yeah, I want them all.
Which is. It sounds like a good idea, but it almost never is.
Drunk women?
Yeah.
In, like, what capacity?
Well,
like, being around
think,
them?
Oh, yeah, this is a great... You know, back in the olden days of drinking, I'd be like, this is a great bar. All these chicks are wasted. And then you're like, okay, girls are... Some girls are quite annoying when they're wasted.
Well, but also a lot of guys are really annoying when they're wasted.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
People drunk in general is kind of the worst. It's fine if you're equally drunk.
Well, if you're sober, drunk people are actually
awful.
Easier to deal with than stoned people. Coming from my point of view, I don't like talking to someone when they're hammered, but I hate talking to a stoned person because it just is nothing's happening.
Yeah, but drunk people want to chatter at you and like da 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 da, and you're like, I'm not on your level. Where the stoner person will just be like, you want some Slim Jims?
Yeah.
Slim Jims is an awful treat when you're high, by the way.
Slim Jims are delicious,
dry,
though. They're so
dry
good.
And salty. You don't want that when you have cotton mouth.
They're not really dry.
Well, you know. They're like that, like, chewy, I don't know.
Why are they so good? Is it the spices?
I think it's the spices. I think it's also what you associate Slim Jims with, though.
Road trip?
It's road trip, or like... chilling with your bros, drinking some Mountain Dew.
Yeah, you think there's any protein in those babies?
Yes, I do think there's protein in them.
Do you think you could trick somebody? Like if you were to cut up a Slim Jim and put it on bread with some mayonnaise or something, I made this spicy beef sandwich for you.
No, because it's like little rolls.
Good point.
You'd have to like chop it up and flatten it.
Food processor and say I made this shredded pork.
Spicy shredded pork.
Meal for you.
I wonder if you could make pulled Slim Jim sandwiches.
Todd Glass and I had we had this idea to shoot because he would shoot videos at his. He would have dinner parties and make videos with people.
Yeah,
and they're always
Where's the advertiser? Yeah,
they're right? always they're really good. They're totally fun.
A famous podcast.
He has really really good parties because he overthinks it by 10 times the normal amount.
And right.
Like, one time I went to his house for a dinner party, and he had a drummer in the living room just playing the drums. And I went, I don't get it. And he goes, it's just a drummer. He goes, isn't that cool? Like, people love watching drummers. And I was like, okay, now it is cool. There's a drummer in the living room just playing the drums.
How big of a set?
A small set.
Like a Bonham, like the full Bonham see-through orange.
Something like that.
Set?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. Full Bonham.
With the gong and everything?
He wanted to do this show idea, and then him and I came up with it, which is invite people over for dinner and serve them like reprocessed fast food and see if they notice. Like get McDonald's hamburgers
right.
and then put regular lettuce on them and a big tomato
right.
and some different sauce
right.
and then bring them out on a plate and see if anyone calls you out on it.
And then if they do, then what?
I don't know. It'd just be... canceled.
It's like that Jack in the Box commercial, sort of.
Where
he's serving the Brewhouse burgers and he's wearing glasses so no one knows who he is.
But if you were at a barbecue and somebody handed you a McDonald's hamburger that had real lettuce on it, would you know it's McDonald's immediately or would you be like, thanks?
I think I'd know if I bit into it.
Yeah. Because it does have a distinctive taste. That's the mind-altering chemicals they're putting in it.
How was your pee?
Okay.
What?
It was gay. Because you peed on another man while he was jerking you off.
Well, because they're having a gay show downstairs, and it was nothing but gay dudes in there.
Oh yeah, it is.
That's
gay.
Why it's
it
so packed because it was almost all dudes in there, and the show probably just let out.
You idiot! Because you wouldn't go to the bathroom. It's right there.
Oh, I forgot about the one that I hate with the lady.
You idiot!
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's only one.
It took so long.
It's only one gay guy in the upstairs bathroom.
It's okay. Me and Mike came up with a new culinary delight that you will not find out until for 4 months from now.
Yep. What?
Yep. Culinary delight.
It's not cooking with cum, is it?
No. What?
Okay, Jesus Christ!
That's a thing. I'm sorry.
Wow, you just made Norm MacDonald show up.
I know.
Did you hear that?
What?
Mike sounded exactly like Norm MacDonald right there when he said Jesus Christ.
You took it in a different direction than I anticipated.
Sorry, it's a love line memory.
Anderson, do you look forward to the day when your son looks up at you and says, Daddy, where does come from?
No, I don't, what? And that's not going to happen.
What?
No. Hey, I got a word of advice, though.
Thank God.
I feel like everyone should know this. This should be common knowledge, and I'm not going to go into details how I found out, but here's the thing, kids.
Oh.
If you have a phone and a phone shoots video... You can edit that video down, right?
Yeah.
You can erase it, cut off the end of it, or cut it right in half, or just keep a little clip that you want for yourself.
Yep.
Because you might be talking shit about somebody or doing something else that you don't want anyone else to see.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's gone, right? Yeah. Forever. Like, whatever you cut out, gone in your phone.
Nope.
If you send that little video to someone, they don't get the edited version. They get the full fucking version.
Oh, what did you do?
If you text or email it to somebody, they get the full version. They get the version you can't even get anymore because it's no longer in your phone.
I think you can do undo edit.
No, you don't get it. You don't know what I'm saying.
I get it.
No, okay, let's say you have a 10-second video. You don't like the second half of the video because you
I understand what you're saying.
And you... How would undo edit?
You have to save as new clip for starters.
Well, let's just find out what Anderson did.
No, I'm not going into details, but...
Who did you say bad things about?
Let me just let everyone know that... I think this could save people a lot of hassle, man, down the road.
Well, this carries over into all forms of media.
No, not really.
Well, I've had my phone has stayed on a couple times. I don't know if it's the new operating system.
When you were fucking?
I've tried to hang up, and it just stays on. Yep. When I'm soliciting a prostitute, for some reason, it dials my ex. I don't know what's up.
Every time. It's always the same.
Every time as I'm negotiating. What increments do you negotiate if you're going to a low street walking? Low street walking prostitute.
By five.
You say, how about a hand job? And she's like 40. Do you go in $5 increments or $2 increments?
Probably
or?
Five. It depends on what kind of change
so
you got in the pocket.
I would be so bad at talking that with the I'd be like, so do I, what do we, she'd be like, what do you want? I'd be like,
I don't know. What do you want?
Touching.
Yeah. Touching.
I would be. I don't know who'd be like.
There's got to be like some new Mike Ovitz of the prostitution
sucky.
Negotiation. There's got to be somebody who's such
Let
a
me tell you
such
about the
a
art
great
of the deal.
No, but what? Imagine.
Can imagine
if you
what
were
a scumbag that guy is.
Master
though.
Salesperson, and you negotiate.
I'll get
the
you the best deal.
She's like, I'm not doing that for $20. And you're like, okay, I charge myself $25 to blow myself. I'm not paying you more than I pay myself. She's like, that makes sense. Okay, $15.
Imagine the guy that's bragging about that. Like, what a horrible, horrible fuck. Oh, yeah. But if you're one time I banged a prostitute, she paid me. True story. Yeah. True story.
I know someone that something like that happened to.
No.
You met him.
What?
Dr. Drew?
I have a friend who used to use the services of call girl agencies.
Mm.
And here's the thing about him. He's a super nice, successful, smart, good-looking guy.
Mm.
But
Mark Cuban.
He would just get drunk late at night, and he'd call one of the places. And a lot of times, he told me, he goes, sometimes I just sit on the phone and talk to him. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and I got the operator for the company, and they were located
Hello.
Near the town he lives in this, which is L.A.
I am looking once again for Tootsie.
And he said they talked for about 45 minutes, and she goes, I'm off at midnight. Do you want me to come over?
Why
and
Tootsie?
He went, yeah. And she went, I'll bring a six-pack of beer. And he goes, she brought a six-pack of beer, came over, we had sex, and then she goes, no charge.
And she brought the six-pack,
yeah.
So he's a little ahead.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
A little ahead.
Six-pack.
Well, that's just a woman with problems. Big ones.
That guy's name is Randy
Singer?
I'm not going to say his name.
I knew a guy named Randy Singer. I don't think it's him.
Is really? His name Randy Cox?
Hey.
What?
So we're having dinner.
Must be nice.
And the wife and I are having a little dinner a couple nights ago. Baby was there, but the baby's still ensconced with skin and placenta and whatnot. So we're sitting at a place that you would love, Mike. It's called the Squadron. You would like it too, Ty Ty.
Yeah, because I'm so into air travel. And
it's in Van Nuys. It's right on the Van Nuys Airport.
I'm imagining a lot of those... Royal Air Force Circle logos.
Of course.
Yeah, they have that. They have, and they only play like old music from the 40s, and they make it look like half the building's bombed out from like war and like shelling.
This town is perfect because it's white people.
They actually have headphones in all the booths, and you can put on the headphones and listen to air traffic control. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, I'm totally going there.
Yeah, and they have like the first thing you see when you pull into the parking lot is an old plane staring you right in the face with one of those planes with the mouth on the side.
Yeah,
the fighter planes.
Yeah.
I saw a PT Cruiser with that on the other day. Not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool at all.
Not nearly as cool as
you
the plane.
If you double down on your not coolness, it doesn't turn around and make the circle back to Coolsville.
I also saw a red Kia Sportage. Worst.
Fucking.
It's called a Sportage.
Yeah.
Sportage.
You know how they... is it really a Sportage?
Yeah.
No,
it's
a Sportage.
No, if it's Sportage. A Sportage, you got to return that.
Well, the guy that sold
it
said Sportage.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't
so
know.
The
he doesn't
parking
know
lot at the Squadron.
He got yelled at by an old man.
He got fired from Honda.
Squadron lit up by old Army Jeeps that are just kind of like parked in the corners with their headlights on. That's how they light up the parking
what?
Lot. Pretty
what?
Sweet.
What is this imaginary place?
The Squadron. It's pretty great.
Why have you never invited us there?
I went there once for Mother's Day like 3 years ago.
Because moms love fighter planes.
The place was packed on Mother's Day.
Every place is packed on Mother's Day.
You should do a show there one day, like a special occasion show. That would be fun.
I would love to go check
that
place out.
And we could all use the headphones
to go check it out. I'm going to wear my Vietnam veteran hat. Go in.
So we're enjoying ourselves. We're having a nice time, right? I think my mom, because my mom's moving out of the house. There's all sorts of stuff going on. I think I might have gone to my childhood home yesterday for the last time ever.
Ooh.
Oh no! Seriously,
I'm not letting myself think about it.
You're not
going to
help her move.
I can't. I told her. I said, I'll try and help you, but the chances are I'm going to be tied up. It's
Who's
weird.
Tying you up? The prostitute?
For how much?
Five
how much?
Bucks.
How much
five
does she charge to tie you up?
So Six we're pack. Sitting there enjoying ourselves. My,
Did
the
you make
wife,
that up?
The wife and then my mom. And we're talking. I think my mom brought up the dogs, or I brought up the dogs. Anyways, somehow our busboy heard something about dogs. And next thing you know,
bus pilot.
The bus pilot is
pilot
at our table.
Not bus pilot.
And
pilot
he's
boy.
Interrupting the conversation, and this is what he's saying. I'm sorry. I know. Sorry to interrupt, but I just heard you talking about dogs. You have dogs? What kind of dogs do you have? And like, Chihuahuas. My mom's like, little fluff balls. And he goes, I have dogs too. I have a dog. It's a Chihuahua, and she just had a stroke. She's about to die. And it's making
like,
me
I'll
very sad.
I'll have the pudding for dessert, thanks.
And I'm just sitting there going, like, what is it? And then Jillian and my mom, they're sweet as can be. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. She'll be okay. She'll pull through. He's like, yes, she's like family, and people don't know. They think, oh, it's just a dog. Who cares? But she's like family. The guy's like on his verge of tears. And I'm just like trying to enjoy my, what the hell did I get?
Hot dog?
What did I get? Couldn't have been that good. I'm trying to enjoy my
did, you,
my.
Did you get the bombs over in Asaki?
Prefix dinner. And then he's like, and then he just disappears as quickly
it's
as he
Nagasaki,
got there.
Nagasaki, by the way.
He I know, just I know.
Rolls by to tell
I know,
us the sub story.
Once it came out of my mouth, I was like, eh.
Bombs over Nagasaki? Shut the fuck up. That's
it's
so funny.
It's like miniature hot dogs. And they make the mashed potatoes into like little towns.
The guy comes by and he drops it.
Chicken scallopini, I think it was. Yeah. His prefix.
That's
menu.
Chicken scalp, you know, in Italy.
It's chicken scallop?
It's tiny little chicken scalps.
Yep.
What?
Hey, yep. It's the scallopini.
There is a chicken oysters. That's a real thing. Chicken oysters.
Chicken balls?
Chicken oysters. No, they're not balls. They're like a little piece like that you get that are supposed to be real fancy. Learned about it from Chef Ramsay. Chicken oysters. Supposed to be real good.
The Egyptian guy?
Chef Ramsay, Tai Tai.
Yeah, Chef Ramsay's the third.
I don't know what you're saying, but it's not funny.
I just thought of something. What if you went to a really high-end restaurant, they took chicken beaks and put a little treat inside and then sealed them up with like an edible glue and you had to pop them open like sunflower seeds and eat the goodness out of the middle?
Or like they use them as toothpicks.
That would be gross! Fuck!
Hey, what do you think of Christopher Guest?
I think he's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hear he
I
might,
wish he'd be a,
he might be a little
permanent
difficult.
Member.
Is he here? Was he out there when you went out there?
No, I just... What was that, Ty Ty? My earphone fell out.
It wasn't funny.
Okay.
I was saying I wish he was Christopher permanent member.
I assumed it wasn't funny.
Let's go with Spinal Tap and Best of Show. Best in Show. And those are two really, really good movies.
Big Bottom might be the funniest song ever written.
I used to think that I liked him, but then my brother kind of explained to me why I shouldn't, and he kind of sullied it forever. Anyways.
Why?
I don't know. My brother has his way. He's my brother, and he has a way of pointing things out.
But what
really
are those ways? I didn't need him.
You know who else has been sullied
background.
Forever?
I hate mockumentaries.
Sullenberger.
Tom Hanks.
Yep.
He's been sullied? Because he's sullied. Stop it. Stop it.
I made that one up.
So, Tyler, don't touch me. So, completely unrelated, but he's got a movie coming out about mascots. I just don't like...
Mockumentaries
because they just think they're so funny. They think they're a lot funnier than they actually. There's nothing subtle about them. They're just too over the top.
Well, you say that, but he's made a few good ones.
The ones that I don't like.
You didn't like Best in Show?
It was too much.
Oh,
look
God,
at she's got braces.
Great.
Parker Posey has braces. Isn't that crazy?
No one said that.
I like that's what the audience is thinking while they're watching it. I like Scott
I like,
Willard.
I just realized that you judge a lot of movies based on what you think other people are thinking about them, not what you actually think about
them. Yeah.
You're like, I bet other people are eating this shit up. I hate it.
I hate it. So yeah.
The whole audience is like, Tom Hanks couldn't fly a plane landed on the Hudson. Fuck this piece of shit. Zero.
So his
two
new one
thumbs down
coming out is about mascots, and I'm sure that people are going to eat it up and drink it down with them. Eat it with a spoon, right? Shovel it up. They're going to love it. It's going to be a big movie.
Nailing those phrases.
Now, completely unrelated, but
P.T. Anderson's got a movie coming out about models.
On my favorite sports talk show, PSA. Yeah, it's going to be great. We've got Daniel Day-Lewis, too. PTA and Daniel Day-Lewis back together again, kids.
What?
Back together again.
What's it called?
Again.
It's about models. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah, it's about models.
It's about models, and it's like, I think, the 50s.
Do you need to know anymore?
Do you need to know? Did you see PTA and DD?
I've heard enough.
Yeah.
L? I drink your skinny milkshake.
Because he's a model.
He just does his classic line.
I throw it up. I've abandoned my suit. I went over to your model, and I took her over here and fucked her.
Oh.
Okay, I don't know where I'm going with this.
So on PMS the other day, I heard them talking about a certain school mascot, which
Petros
was a bat.
And money show for
wait,
anyone.
What school has the bat?
So it got me thinking. And I'm like, you know what? I couldn't remember what school it was, so I did a little Google search, and I'm like, this is fodder for the show.
I had no idea that any school had the bat, unless it's like the Transylvanian School for Vampires.
Here's
and
the list.
Higher Learning.
Here's the list.
Just make that up?
Thebestcolleges.org has 9 baffling college mascots from across the country. You guys want to hear them?
Yes.
You guys want to hear them? They're fun.
Yeah.
Number 9, local school here, Johnny Poet, Whittier College. You kind of have to see the logo to understand just how bad it is, but it's like an old guy, looks like Revolutionary Times, right? Like a Paul Revere type guy running with a giant pen in his hand.
Is he wearing a
beret?
Will
this segment be better or worse than the Christopher Guest movie that you aren't?
This segment will be better. Of. This will
Johnny
yield more.
Poet. Okay. Never heard of him.
Number 8.
Johnny Poet sucks.
Now we're going up north to the Evergreen State, which I believe is in Oregon.
It's an all-girls college, and it's the Flying Labias.
No. Almost as bad, though. The Geoducks. Geoducks are giant clams. You can get it in sushi. Yeah. It's called Myrugi, and I love it. It's great. They actually slap it, and it still moves. They're giant stone-eating clams. They eat like an inch of stone a year.
Aren't they gooey ducks?
It could be gooey duck.
I think it's gooey duck.
I've always said geoduck.
I think it's gooey duck.
I've read about them plenty. I haven't really heard many people
Wait,
discuss
they
them.
They eat an inch of stone a year?
Something crazy like that. They look like giant penises coming out of a clam shell, and Evergreen State has them as a mascot, and you got to see the picture, but look at that's the mascot.
Let me see it.
There's no way.
Yeah, it's Way.
What's his website?
It's Way.
Yeah, I got to see.
Thebestcolleges.org. I know
there's just
some
a drawing of it. That's
no,
not
that's
a real
photograph.
Thing.
Well, that's a guy.
Everybody would have. It is?
That's a dude, yeah.
Okay, that's.
Now, what is the most,
they're just trying to get recruits.
What is the most uninspiring animal that you can think of that is also relatively unknown and totally disgusting? If you said Geoduck, you win! Oh, it sounds like some kind of
gooey
psychic
duck.
Pokemon. The gooey duck is actually a large saltwater mollusk that looks like your run-of-the-mill clam, but with a very long and slimy elephant trunk-like appendage, looking more like a porn star than sports star. It's baffling as to how a college could choose this animal out of the thousands of species that inhabit our planet. Thousands.
I hate the write-up.
Planet to represent them. Maybe it has something to do with Evergreen State's official motto, let it all hang out. Oh, I bet that's why. But that would just be gross. All right.
It's number 7.
Number 7. I'm not going to read any more write-ups because I agree with you. That was the first one I've read. The Billiken.
Foreskins.
The Billiken. How do you know that it's gooey duck?
Because I am a learned person.
No, you're not. The Billiken.
No, you're not.
St. Louis University, the Billiken, which is a bat. The Billiken is a bat. See him? He's pretty cool.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. He looks like Count Chocula.
I like him.
I like that guy.
I like him pretty much.
It looks like Bat Boy that used to be on the cover of National Enquirer.
Yes. It does look like Bat Boy.
Number 6.
Or World News.
Number 6. Wichita State University has the Wooshock.
What is that?
Ambitiously described as a
sounds
big,
like a sex move.
Bad, muscle-bound bundle of wheat. And there's his picture.
You know, that's
he's a bundle of wheat, actually with a straw of wheat coming out of his mouth.
That's a piece of shit.
I like it.
Yeah, you know what they should have done? They should have made it a lineman.
What?
A Wichita lineman.
What is that?
It's a famous country song.
I don't know songs.
I'm a lineman. Something like that.
Syracuse. Everyone
For
knows
Wichita
this one.
County.
Otto the Orange. He's just an orange. Number 5. Syracuse University.
You
want
to listen to that song, Mike?
I love that song.
You guys, why are you getting off of this topic? Number 4
we get
now.
Off. We get off when we feel like getting off.
Hell
we're
yeah.
Like the, we're
Williams
like
College.
Steve get off Tyler's whenever we want, baby.
Podcasters.
Williams College is the Purple Cow. Purple cow. See the Purple Cow?
How now?
I don't know how this is any worse than a geoduck, but it gets gooey duck.
Gooey duck.
But it gets better.
Okay. All right.
Dr. Drew's alma mater, Amherst College, Lord Jeff. Now, here's what gets interesting.
That makes it sound so douchey.
Is
Lord
Amherst
Jeff?
Earned its unofficial nickname, which is the Little Lord Fauntleroy School for Albino Hemophiliacs. Now, I don't know if they got that from Corolla or if Corolla got that from actual thing. I always heard Corolla say it. Oh, he'd always make fun of Drew for going to that school. I don't know if he coined that phrase, Little Lord Fauntleroy School for Albino Hemophiliacs, or if they got it from him in this article. But that's interesting. Huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Lord Jeffs, and like, look at the mascot. It's just it's bad times. Sorry, I know I'm doing visual
that's
stuff.
Horrible.
You can all look it up, though.
It's like George Washington.
Yeah, this looks like a big George Washington.
All right, number 2. Really going to interrupt my number. Went to top twos with the...
This is the song to play when you do get to the top 2.
The Wichita lineman.
I am a lineman for the county.
Mm-hmm.
And I drive the main road.
Bzz.
Number 2. Artie the Fighting Artichoke, Scottsdale Community College. Artie the Fighting Artichoke.
Oh, no.
What does he look like, though?
He looks pretty badass.
He better be an artichoke with big arms.
He's very 70s. He looks very school.
I like him too. He looks like he's on fire.
I'm going to go to that school.
School of Rock.
We should all go to an online class.
I love
there.
That he's wearing cleats.
All right, my favorite one.
Oh, is number one?
Is number one. It really is.
Cliche.
I am.
I hate number one because I bet people get to number one. They're like, I like number one the best. Yeah.
Number one. No, you would never, ever. You could walk this planet, Tyler, for 10,000 years guessing what it is. You would never, ever spend every day.
Is it the
why do you have to add a syllable?
The Portland, Oregon.
What? Give us the name of the school.
New College of Florida.
New College of Florida.
New College of Florida.
Alligator Tales.
Is it an animal?
The when the college's constitution was drawn up in 1960.
I thought you weren't going to read these anymore.
The administrator. This is how it got its name. It's what? Well, any more guesses, guys?
I asked you if it was an animal.
The
no, it's not an animal.
Is it a person?
No, it's not a person.
Okay. Is it a thing?
Kind of, yeah. I is guess. I mean, everything's a thing. No, it's not a place.
The
Deep
Everglade.
Now, like, everything's a thing.
This is going well. Everything is a thing. This is going to be a huge letdown because we're building it up too much. You ready for it though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Empty set.
What?
It's an empty set because they never put in a mascot, but then they took it and ran with it years later, and now that's their mascot. It's just the two little like what do you call those things?
They're
colons.
The,
little brackets.
Yeah, they're the parentheses that go outside of parentheses.
They look like mustaches.
Yeah, sideways.
But they're
mustaches.
Facing each other. It looks like a vagina, kind of.
That's
right.
And that's their actual mascot.
It doesn't really look like a vagina at all. But
the administrators left a blank space reserved for the future mascot, denoted by the empty set. Because it was the 1960s, they were either too high or too busy strumming acoustic guitars. Atop beds of daisies.
Because it was the 60s,
to ever choose a mascot.
They were too fucking high.
Everybody was high in the 60s.
So the non-existent and complete lack of mascot became the school's official representative, known only as Empty Set. Trippy.
Aren't all mascots terrible and serve almost no purpose.
I gotta say, I kind of like Rampage.
Who's Rampage?
The Rams mascot.
What does he do?
He's like a ram head, and he's got like muscles, and he kind of looks like demonic.
I like the Mets Mr. Baseball.
it's just a big baseball
it's just
wearing
so
a hat.
Spot on. Also, the Reds logo is also a big baseball head man, but he's wearing like old timey baseball clothes.
Well, I was fortunate enough to go
Crazy Chicken or whatever.
To be able to spend time with the San Diego Chicken, the most famous mascot of all of them.
Isn't he like banned or something?
He's gone now. It was Ted Giannopoulos or whatever his last.
He had a falling out with the team, though.
Yes, it used to be the KGB Chicken.
What?
The KGB, the rock radio station in San Diego.
Oh,
it was
the
KGB
the
Chicken.
Russian police?
And he went to all events. And I still have a 20-inch tall stuffed KGB chicken, which is probably a collector's
funky
item.
Chicken for you.
And then he tried
get
to
get
transition
you pumped up for American sports
to being the San Diego Chicken. And I don't know how that guy made a living.
100% not a double agent posing as mascot for the lacrosse team.
100%.
100%.
I don't know what's the point. What's the point of the mascot?
It's
to get the
kids
crowd
involved.
Riled up.
Get kids involved because you want to instill like
and to give people weird sexual quirks.
I don't think it has anything to do with that.
Yeah.
Well, they can go to a furries convention and not have to.
You'll be surprised how much pussy American I get.
How quick did that story die, huh?
What story?
The group of furries that killed the.
Yeah. Well, maybe they were doing
it was
an investigation.
One day.
Yeah.
And now no one's talking about it.
Well, you involve KGB. Go quiet, very fast.
Our spectacular listener, Saber Kitty. I won't give out her email address, but it's SaberKitty@gmail. No, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Saber
I don't know
Kitty.
That she's one of our listeners who's the one who said she's going to mock up our animals for the furry convention.
Oh yes, which animals? I want Guida.
It has to go. It has to do with our personality and which animals have.
Does it change
the same
now that
personality
our signs
traits.
Are different? Oh, we should read our
signs
folks.
Are not different.
What?
Our signs are not different.
They're different.
Yes, they
no,
are.
I told this entire story downstairs, and people Googled it, and they said that's not. Confirmed. They said that speculation that they might add that one. They haven't done it.
No, they've done it.
No, NASA did it.
It's done.
No, it's not up to NASA.
Are you talking to like people from the past?
Downstairs in this very office.
Classic Aries.
They
over
Googled
here.
It and they said this is not in concrete. This is like this is a possible thing that
are
may
they
happen.
Psychics?
Yeah, I don't trust these people.
Yeah, I don't trust.
I trust NASA.
Yuckers. Well, how come you guys are the only two people that have even brought this up, considering that almost every newspaper in the world prints horoscopes and no one's made an out Look at
okay,
that
let's just go to the USA Today. I'm going to go to USA Today horoscopes right now.
USA Today, the most vaunted of the newspapers.
It's a big newspaper. It's global. It's everyone knows it.
It's a Gannett publication.
USA Today horoscopes. I'm not going to ask for any like new horoscopes or anything. I'm just going to say horoscope.
Yeah.
And let's see what it gives us.
This is how I sit now during the podcast.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Oh, dude.
I don't like having to do a sit-up to look at you.
I am a lineman for the county.
What? Cancel that shit. It's not as easy as I thought. Tyler, I need your help. All right, hold on.
Call a psychic.
Huffington Post monthly forecast by sign.
Just ask Siri your horoscope.
I don't like Siri. She doesn't know shit.
Ask Siri your horoscope.
That's a good point. I could do that.
Yeah, you could.
Oh, no.
If you're good at podcasting.
The new one's not in here.
My Corona, oh, April 23rd. No. Siri, what's my horoscope? You are the Atlantean nebulous.
Do I need to do it?
I can't do it. I can't do it. Because it's going to call me king, and then I'm going to be outed as having Siri call me king. Can't do that.
Yeah, Siri, what is my horoscope?
You will get
colon. Your plans to build a robot sloth will meet with opposition from your second cousin. Oh, wait. I think I'm holding this thing upside down.
A cheeky little bitch, isn't she?
Wow, they're so funny over at Apple. They're really funny dudes.
Steve, I updated the horoscopes that Siri will say.
You will have colorectal
get this,
cancer.
Robot sloth. Oh. Well done, Johnson.
Robot sloth? What?
It says your plans to build a robot sloth will meet with opposition from your second cousin.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, I hate that so much.
You mean the second cousin I'm fucking?
Horoscopes. Free daily horoscopes. Okay, here we go. L. So far, Mike is right. Thursday daily.
How come we didn't get more feedback about that? We came out. We said something that would be a big deal.
We broke the story. We broke it.
Yeah, maybe the story hasn't been absorbed into the popular culture.
I bet it hasn't been.
You don't. Oh, I didn't have an accent right there.
You don't know.
You definitely don't want to be the one who's the new one, the Ogolosyphilis or whatever the hell it was.
It's Guidek.
Ogolochanko. Oh.
What? What? Go.
Nothing.
All right, I'm going to the Poughkeepsie's Journal.
Yeah, perfect.
Is this how you do the internet?
I'm going to the internet real bad.
I'm going to the Groundhog Day Times.
All right, yeah, it has not changed according to all these recent horoscopes. They have not implemented the new one yet.
Well, then read us a horoscope anyways.
I don't want to read horoscopes, Ty. I wanted to prove Mike wrong and the people downstairs wrong.
If the Times was a Christopher Guest movie, people would be like, this isn't even changed. They're so cute, adding a 13th.
And then people in the back row would be going, that's crazy. It's great. This movie's so wacky.
And the majority of people would be going, that was pretty clever and pretty funny. I enjoyed it.
Would they?
It was a very enjoyable, sweet movie.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that. All right. So I'm out of topics. What else you guys got?
Tyler, how do you feel about being wrong?
About what?
The horoscope thing.
I feel like a classic.
Story was a fraud.
I feel like a classic Pisces.
No, it's real.
That's what I am now, right?
I'm back to Taurus, thank God. Because I didn't like being with the other one, whatever it was.
Aries.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so I'm back to Aries?
Yeah.
Aries and the Hendersons?
And I'm
that was a great joke. Put that in the
Ford
Hall of Fame.
For Taurus.
Put that in the Hall of Fame.
Of jokes? We should just start the Joke Hall of Fame. Joke Hall of Fame.
And it's just you walk in and you pay $5 and you walk in and it's just a mirror. The big joke is that you paid $5 to go to the Joke Hall of Fame and there's nothing there. It's a joke.
It's you. Yeah.
Have you guys been to Harry Potterville and
Universal? And I did just
yet?
Make that up.
Good one, Tyler. No, I'm banning that place for life.
Okay.
Why?
You're banning
because
them?
Because it ruined my favorite venue, Gibson Amphitheater.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great place.
Yeah, I dig it.
And then goddamn Harry Potter comes and takes over my favorite
Harry
LA venue.
Harry Potter.
Are you kidding me?
That was a good venue.
You know, young kids are wearing like round horn rim glasses now to try to look like
God
him.
Damn
horrible
kids!
Stop it!
I almost bought some.
Why do you dislike things that people like?
Yeah. I don't. I don't like trends, and I don't like things that I don't get that I'm not a part of. Yeah.
I wonder if his kid's going to come home bullied, and he's going to be like, "Thank God you're not popular. I like it." you know that teacher that likes you? I fucking hate that cunt.
Does it not bother you guys at all that like?
Yeah, it does.
One week,
everyone will start reading the same book, and it's just like everyone just hops on. No. Is that like, does that bother you at all?
It used to bother me, but now it doesn't, because people like therapy? To have something in common. They like to have something to bond over at the old water cooler.
But I feel like Harry Potter was almost like a religion. Like people were just trying to sell
good,
me
good
on
story.
It.
Like, yeah.
Did you read the books,
Mike?
No.
Why do you love Harry
movies.
Potter?
I like the movies.
You watched all the movies.
I watched every single movie.
You watched the first one and continued?
I watched most of them in theaters.
The first one was heinous.
No, it wasn't. It was all right.
It was awful.
No, it was all right. It was a kid's movie. Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Guest?
Christopher like Columbus.
Number three or number four, it got dark. And then it kind of grew into
the
this.
The sex in the sixth episode was tight.
Yep.
And I don't like how they had to have like two or three different final movies. Part one.
Well,
part two.
Either way, the Harry Potter land is pretty good.
Is it?
You yeah. Would. And they have Butterbeer, which is really just like a root beer light with a buttery foam dripped on top. And it's friggin' delicious.
Sounds
yeah.
awful.
Delicious.
I would like
Sounds
to try
awful. Were you the oldest man there without a child?
Absolutely not.
Really?
Yeah.
There's
absolutely
older
not.
Without children. Without kids.
Richard Harris was there.
There's a lot of old people. There's a
it's
lot
the guy
of
that plays
people.
The headmaster, right?
I'm young at heart.
Is that his name?
I was the youngest person at
Guys,
heart.
Guys, I had a dream that someone committed a murder and then left behind one of our thumb drives that has all the episodes on it.
That's why we shouldn't have done it.
No, and it was good because like all the write-ups in the newspapers were like, the only clue left behind was a thumb drive featuring... episodes from the podcast The After Disaster, and we like blew up. We got like $1 million.
What
in
if
week.
Somebody commits a murder now and does that and it was inspired by this? Are you going to feel guilty?
Depends on
the
we
guilt. Didn't tell them to do it.
No.
Depends like, if they kill someone awful.
You're right. If you kill Hitler.
Yes. If any of you guys are able to go kill Hitler.
Mm-hmm. That is that's a strange dream to have.
That is very odd. That means you're thinking too much about the show type.
About the
and
thumb drives.
And
I've yet to have a thumb drive dream.
Yeah, I've not had a thumb
Have
drive.
Either one of you guys popped that thumb drive in and seen...
I'm afraid of it.
Meet so am I. I swear to God.
Tyler's used it. It's
I have
good.
USB ports in my car, and I
we
still haven't plugged
it into
that.
Sent it out.
Oh, there is one USB broken episode. I think episode 213 is broken. Don't know what to do about that.
Really?
Sorry, everyone.
Like, what happens?
Can we just post that one so that people can
It's available.
Have it
just go to afterdisaster.com/213. It'll play.
Oh, it will? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can they download it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to screw the people. Oh! We had a comedy of errors over the weekend involving the show.
What happened?
What happened? You were involved.
Oh, yeah.
We were finally going to do the mugs, and there's a shortage of the mugs.
Yeah,
literally.
There's been a run on mugs at Michael's.
Yeah, we can't get our mugs that we do for our craft.
There's been a run on the bank.
So we had
Oh, Mary.
Tyler.
Well, they took all the mugs, Mary. Well, now we got our Patreon mugs, Mary.
We've been making
timely
mugs.
Reference.
The mugs will be coming soon, though. We will probably win this weekend. I got a kid coming, kids.
I know.
Can we do him in the hospital?
Does that kid want a mug?
Because the thing is, we had to make him like a place where there's an oven that we could at our disposal. So we got to do it. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
we're going to do it real soon, though, guys. Real soon. I feel awful. I really do. I feel bad.
I know. I do, too. It's so cheesy.
What up?
Jesus.
That was loud. Thank God the... I didn't put the limiter on channel 4, so that might be really loud.
Oh, come on. What are we doing? We're half-assing things. What are we doing? Oh, Christ.
Yeah, let's get those mugs.
Really?
We did make a valiant attempt to try to get the mugs out.
There was a lot of texting back and forth. I went to two different Michaels.
I went to one.
I actually ordered a bunch from Crate and Barrel, and then went and found out that when I got there, oh, these are just regular mugs. You can't paint them and bake them. I'm like, well, why would you have them on that page then?
Yeah.
I ordered them in traffic.
Wow. That's dangerous.
Well, it was for the show.
Everything we do is for the show is dangerous.
Well, I've got to order the mugs, Matt.
Stop it. You get one laugh and you do it again?
Yeah.
As my brother would say,
absolutely.
As my brother would say, you just lost it, dude. Like, I would make my brother laugh. I would say something, and then no matter what I said after that, he'd be like, all right, you lost it.
That's the worst.
You just
lost
it.
That's the you killed it. It's the same thing.
No, the absolute worst is saying a joke and thinking nobody heard it and then repeating it and
people
call you out on it. Yeah.
The worst?
That's the worst.
The worst is repeating a joke when you don't think anyone heard it. I just made that one up.
I was
for real.
I was confronted with a very enthusiastic and energetic Hillary Clinton downstairs again when I went to pee.
Yeah,
she was like psyching herself up in the little bar area, doing jumpy jacks and stuff, ready to go on stage.
Was she wearing a pantsuit?
Can only imagine the kinetic energy when she got up there.
The Connecticut.
I don't want to tell the whole story, but I made a commitment to try to be of service to shoot this, to shoot a rehab centric show Sunday night.
Uh huh.
At the Fonda Theater.
How'd you get talked into that one?
I volunteered.
Uh-huh.
And, well, the guy invited me. He said, I'd like you to be there. And I went, yeah. And I go, I'll buy tickets because it's a benefit. It was only $100.
Only?
And I know, but it was a benefit. And
anytime anyone gives like, $100 or more to Groupers, themovie.com, I'm like, wow.
Well, like Mike Ness Love was there guys. And a bunch of people. And there it was like a jam session. And stuff.
Mike Ness of Social Distortion. Yeah,
he got like an award. But so I go.
Got an award and a benefit? That's weird.
Yeah, I go. I'm late.
Yeah.
First of all, I bought the tickets and then I volunteered to photograph it. And they said, yes. They said there'll be a photo pass waiting for you. Okay, I can't get into that because I dropped the ball. I didn't do it.
That's shocking.
I showed up, waited in line, got in late, and I got to the front and I said, yeah, I'm Mike Carano. I'm supposed to have a photo pass. And someone goes, what's your last name? And I go, Carano.
Tyler really wants to hear this part of the story.
Another guy sitting there goes, I know you, after disaster.
What?
A guy that works for this this organization. Mm-hmm. Now, here's where the problem comes in.
Was it for, like, white people should be racist?
He was a very, very nice African-American man.
Oh, he was?
He goes, I know you, after disaster.
Uh-huh.
No. And I didn't go, cool, thanks.
Right.
I just kind of nodded and took my pass and walked away.
Why would you do that,
Michael? Because I was stressed out and I wasn't thinking clearly. I just went like, huh, and I just walked away. And the whole night, all I thought about was,
What was the benefit?
I meant to, like, reach out and shake his hand and go, thank you, or nice to meet you. And I didn't do that. And I was such a fucking... I don't know what it was.
Hopefully he hears this, but I doubt he will ever listen to another episode. Yeah. Way to go. You cost us a listener, Michael, with your poor behavior.
Well.
It's chilly.
This sounds
here,
like
huh?
This is going to get really loud, really fast. Is this some kind of
the other
Stranger
one crashed.
Things alien?
So, guys, my life... is about to get really, really bad.
Yeah, I'll say.
Really, really bad.
I'll say. You're going to jail?
And I don't know. I guess it's just too much for me to deal with, so I'm not
It's
really
not
going to
get bad.
About.
It's going to get overwhelmed, but it's
no.
not going to get bad. It's going to be filled with love and joy.
Yeah, that part's great. But
and
here's the
fear.
Here's the deal, and I've kind of mentioned it here on the program, but I was on the phone with a landlord today.
Oh, no.
The last contractor came over this morning. They're making a decision on Friday.
That's fucking terrible.
And probably as soon as next week, probably it could very well be the day that my son is born, we are going to have to pack up and get out of our house. We have nowhere to go. My wife, myself, 3 dogs, a cat, and a newborn baby. And we're probably going to go to like an extended stay America or something and spend 3 weeks. The first 3 weeks of his life. We're going to be in a studio apartment, paying out of pocket.
I don't like this at all. I don't like it.
While contractors are demoing black mold in my house.
Well, you know.
What do we do?
Well, the worst part of this whole story is the fact that it's not going to be a very interesting story to tell when the kid's older.
It might be. We'll have pictures and stuff.
Like if you had to stay like in a van for like 3 weeks.
So I'm just this morning I'm looking at Airbnbs, right? I'm looking at all these options and there's no way you can do it without paying out the nose for like that long.
Yeah.
They have like we'll see something that looks good on the map and we'll click it. It was like $89 and it was in a decent neighborhood. I'm like, sweet. I click on it. It's a fucking camper van that drives around and they park it in whatever neighborhood and then charge. A fucking camper van, guys. Another one was $60 a night in Malibu. And I'm like, I got to see what this is.
Yeah.
It's a tent.
It's a dumpster.
It's a fucking tent on an empty lot that they're Airbnb-ing.
Yeah.
This is a real thing.
That sounds so sketchy. Where do you go to the bathroom?
So sketchy. $60. For a tent.
I don't like this. Now I'm worried about you.
I think I should be worried about me. Jillian's been great. She's like, hey, what can we do? There's nothing, you know, we're just going to have to roll
with
it.
This isn't coming out of your pocket, correct?
I don't know. That's also up in the air. I got to like go back and forth with my landlord. I think the law is on my side, but at the same time,
you don't want to make too many waves.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to rock the boat.
You know, he's complaining to me about how it's going to cost him over $20,000, and I'm thinking like, okay, yeah, but you own this house, which is...
Yeah.
You know, you're already winning there. I'm sorry, but this sucks. But I shouldn't take your burden because I got my own over here.
Yeah, you know what?
What do?
I notice when the AC turns on, that fan starts blowing and it makes it like it's considerably colder up here.
Yeah, it's not warm.
It's freezing all of a sudden.
I'd be able to move into my mom's house for 3 weeks, you know, because she's like lives here by herself. Yeah. She just sold it. She's moving to a small apartment
with
my mom.
Maybe doesn't close
sister.
For like a month, though.
No, they're like, they're rushing to get in there.
Short sale.
They're going to be in
there. Fucking rooskies.
No, it's been in escrow for like 15 days.
Finally, my chicken mascot son will have house.
What?
Okay.
Chicken oysters?
I think you should just bite the bullet. You should just apply for a new credit card and just go stay at Disney's California Adventure for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Even that would suck.
It's about $600
and
bucks
we
a
can't.
Night.
Dogs aren't allowed.
Oh, good point. Good point.
I don't know what to do with my
Long
cat.
Street.
What do I
Long
do with
Street.
My cat?
Long Street.
Long Street. Not bad.
Not bad.
But we're going to be living in maybe two rooms.
First 3 weeks, you live in Death Valley, kid.
One room for the dogs, one room for us.
If you make it, you're golden.
Yeah, you know when Frank Sinatra would come to Las Vegas for an extended runs, they would give him an entire... He got the top suite at Caesar's Palace. Yes. And his dogs got the suite next door, and they would rip the carpet out so the dogs didn't...
Ruin it?
Yeah.
And then they put the carpet back?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like folklore. I don't buy it.
Why not just let the dogs mess it up and then rip up the carpet? Why
would
you rip it up?
They would remodel the entire suite for his dogs. And I mean, he was there for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And then when he split, they would...
They did it my way.
They did it the dog's way.
All right, guys. Keep it moving.
I've barked 1,000 barks.
A huge thank you to everybody who has already helped out and been
everywhere.
A part.
Yes,
and,
thank you for listening. And thank you for working
Groupers,
on our,
the
our
movie.
Furry,
com,
furry characters.
Yes.
I want to be the thing with a boner.
What?